all across America and around the world. This is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
Welcome to Veterans Radio. I am Jim Fossone. I'm the officer of the deck today. We've got some great programs for you. I think you'll find very interesting. We always want to remind you, you can find more about Veterans Radio at its Facebook site or by going to veteransradio.net, where we're on the web 24/7. You can find a lot of our podcasts there as well. We post new ones every Tuesday, so you can get a new story, a new interview, something you didn't know before by going to veteransradio.net. And before we get started, we want to thank our sponsors. First up, we want to thank National Veteran Business Development Council, NVBDC.org. It was established to certify both service-disabled and veteran-owned businesses. You'll find out how they can help your business by going to NVBDC.org. We want to thank Legal Help for Veterans. Legal Help for Veterans fights for veterans' disability rights all across the nation. You can reach them at 800-693-4800 or on the web at legalhelpforveterans.com. We also want to thank our latest national sponsor, Veteran Lending Council. It is a community dedicated to educating lenders, realtors, and veterans on the VA Home Loan Benefit Program. You can check them out on Facebook and other social media outlets. We want to welcome to Veterans Radio today, Ailette Sheffy from Business Insider. She is a reporter who's recently written about veterans being misled on student loans, and this is a topic that's always of interest to veterans. Ailette, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's let me set this up a little bit. As I said, you're a reporter, writer for Business Insider. This follows your graduation from American University a few years ago, where you got your Bachelor's of Art in Journalism. And your beat, if you will, is to cover student debt reform and related policies. So we have a couple of things to talk about that are breaking yet today. But let's start with the article you wrote and the kind of the background research you did that led you to write it about the concern about veterans being misled into taking out student loans that they may not need.
Yeah, absolutely. So this has been an ongoing issue, not only specific to veterans, but to all student loan borrowers surrounding misrepresentations with student loan costs and potential allegations surrounding that can lead student loan borrowers into taking on a lot of debt, either without knowing it or without being able to afford paying it off. And what we saw a few weeks ago with veterans specifically is the Federal Student Aid Director, Richard Cordray. He sent out a bulletin basically detailing enforcement actions that he plans to take against schools that he finds that are engaging in misleading behavior surrounding student loans, particularly with veterans, service members, and related family members. And these allegations are basically focused on the confusion surrounding the benefits that are provided through the GI Bill, because while those benefits might cover, you know, the full tuition cost, it does not necessarily cover the cost of attendance. So that could lead these borrowers into requiring to pay off student loans and to taking out student loans that they cannot afford to pay out of pocket. So the announcement that we heard a few weeks ago is focused on allegations that Cordray said that he would be looking into, and those include borrowers receiving student loan bills that they might have never signed up for, or they didn't realize that they had signed up for them, along with encouraging borrowers to enroll in programs that were not really covered by the GI Bill benefits. So this is basically an enforcement action from the Biden administration, and it's a warning to schools that if you are found to be engaging in misleading behavior and forcing these veterans to take on student debt without being aware of it and misrepresenting those costs, then there will be enforcement actions that will be determined by the VA and the Department of Defense.
Well, it's kind of an interesting problem because while the bulletin is a bit directed on enforcement activities, it also gives some notice to veterans, and that's why we have you on here on Veterans Radio, and we're talking to Ailette Sheffy, who is a reporter for Business Insider. We have you on to sort of warn veterans and family members that this is going out there and be very careful. Don't be misled or pulled in by an educational institution that's going to get you in over your head, either in more debt that you don't need or programs that don't qualify for the GI Bill. That was part of the concern raised by the federal student aid director as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That was another main purpose of this is, along with warning schools that there will be actions if they are engaging in misleading behavior, veterans and, you know, service members, family members should be aware that if they are looking to get an education and they are looking to utilize their GI Bill benefits, it's important to ask a lot of questions, make sure that they are aware of everything that they are covered within the GI Bill and make sure that they are not being misled. You know, there's no room for signing a paper that signs them up for a whole load of debt that they cannot pay off down the road.
Yeah, and it does get very confusing, the GI Bill does, because there's different types of GI Bills at different times you may qualify for. And we would direct veterans to va.gov/education/eligibility and look at, when you qualify, how you qualify, what things you ought to do to manage these resources, because it can be a little confusing if you're not doing it with some help. And as an economic policy reporter, I know you're watching this closely, but were you kind of surprised that the head of the Federal Student Aid Society put out a tweet over this?
Honestly, this is something that they have been ramping up in terms of communication and outreach. So the fact that, you know, he tweeted about it, I think that's just an effort from the Biden administration, the Education Department, and federal student aid to utilize all of the resources out there to ensure that veterans, student loan borrowers, anyone impacted is aware of what's going on. That's interesting that you point that out, because I've noticed that as well, an uptick in just simply outreach to borrowers and those who might be impacted by misleading behavior by schools or any type of policy change, just to make sure that everyone's aware, you know, this is what's going on and this is what you should do about it.
Yeah, I read that in your article and I sort of went, well, you know, if it was just a press release, only wonky people like Ailette would be reading it. But the tweet gets out to a whole different universe, it seems to me.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you have younger people on Twitter, on social media these days. So you're exactly right that it will appeal to a different audience and a different crowd where people might not know to go to, you know, ed.gov to see this press release. They'll also have it on other forums as well. So I think it's definitely a useful way that they're choosing to get this information out and make sure everyone's aware.
So you're in the Washington, D.C. area and watch government closely. So I want to ask you about some language used that seems to me to be code words, like potentially bad behavior schools or student loan companies. Did they name names, or do you just, if you're a bad behavior school, do you know it already?
Yeah, that's a great question. So they did not name any names. I think this was a very broad warning saying, you know, if you are engaging in bad behavior, watch out. I think it's basically, this is probably the first warning step. And over the coming weeks, they will, you know, look more into specific allegations at specific schools. So right now, we don't know what those are, but we have seen in the past, in terms of bad behavior by other schools, that Federal Student Aid has named the names of specific schools that will be getting enforcement actions. So this looks like it's just the first step. And if they do uncover bad behavior, then those schools will probably be named.
Yeah, it just seemed like, yeah, this was a, we're going to warn all of you folks before we come after the bad behavior. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned it, but let's repeat it. They did identify some bullet points of what constitutes bad behavior. And I think it's worth repeating so that if you're a veteran or a veteran family member and you hear this going on, pump the brakes. You should be thinking, hey, yeah, I remember this isn't the way it's supposed to go. The federal student aid group says this is kind of bad behavior. So can you tell us again what those items were?
Yeah, absolutely. So there were four main points that federal student aid said that it would be looking into. So the first one is if schools are telling borrowers to sign paperwork without realizing that they're signing up for loans. So that's another, big warning to veterans as well to be really, really cautious about the paperwork and whatever they're putting their signature on. The second of those would be borrowers being pressured to start classes before they knew what benefits they had under the GI Bill. And along with that, it would be encouraging those borrowers to enroll in programs that may not have been approved for the GI Bill benefit. So that would require them to take out loans to supplement that cost and loans that they might not even be able to afford. And lastly, borrowers might be hit with a surprise bill for student loans that they did not even realize that they had applied for. So that ties into the whole, paperwork issue, just being really, really wary and really cautious of the types of things that you are being asked to sign to make sure you're not, signing your name on something you cannot afford.
Yeah, it goes back to that old, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, as somebody is telling you, oh, don't worry, it's all covered by the GI Bill, but you need to sign this here. They're not mm-hmm. telling you that in case the GI Bill doesn't cover it, you're agreeing to cover it on a loan. So you have to be cautious, and veterans, family members of veterans, when you hear some of this, as I said, pump the brakes a little bit. This is a confusing area. The GI Bill has always been somewhat confusing for folks. There's a lot of hoops to jump through to make sure you qualify. Your school's got to qualify. Your program's got to qualify. The classes have to qualify. So it's not a hey, we cover everything for anybody. And it's also a confusing time because there's all this talk about student loan repayment pauses or forgiveness. Again, you're in Washington, you're watching this, some things have broken today. Tell us what's going on student loan payments.
Sure. So today we found out that the pause on student loan payments that was implemented beginning in March 2020 has been extended by President Joe Biden for the fourth time through August 31st. So prior to this announcement, federal student loan borrowers were set to resume paying off their debt on May 1st. But over the past weeks and months, we've been seeing a big increase in calls from Democrats, advocates who were saying that borrowers just are not ready to begin footing another monthly bill come May 1st. So today Biden announced that he will be giving those borrowers another 4 months of relief and said that they should plan to resume payments in September. And along with that announcement, there was also another significant piece. We found that the Education Department has a plan to give borrowers who were behind on their payments, either who had defaulted or are delinquent, a fresh start. And they will be returning nearly 8 million of those borrowers into good standing once it's time to enter repayment again. So we got two pretty big and significant pieces of news today. We got four additional months of a pause on student loan payments and a fresh start for those who are behind on payments.
Yeah, those are two different things that I guess I hadn't caught the fresh start portion of it. So can you explain what that means again?
Yeah, absolutely. So based on current data, nearly 8 million federal and private student loan borrowers are either default or delinquent on their student debt. And that can have a range of consequences. Your wages can be garnished if you're not up to date with payments. And you can also have your federal benefits seized, like Social Security, which is really significant, especially for older borrowers who are relying on those benefits. So in the announcement today, we learned that over the coming weeks, the Education Department will be returning all of the borrowers who were behind on their payments and were marked as so on their credit reports into good standing. We don't yet have a timeline for when those accounts will be updated, but should payments resume in September, those borrowers will get, you know, essentially a fresh start, and they'll, you know, start with everyone else in paying off their debt.
Well, that's good news for those 8 million folks, and let's hope that they can get themselves back on track. So as the as an economic policy reporter for Business Insider, is there a way folks can follow you and follow what you're writing? Can you let us let our veteran radio listeners know how they can keep abreast of what you're working on?
Sure. So I am very active on Twitter, so you can follow me. My handle is ARSHEFFEY, S-H-E-F-F-E-Y. And I can also be found on the Business Insider website under my name, Ayala Sheffy, where all of my stories will be posted.
See, we're back to that Twitter thing. That's why that's why it was noted. So it's a great way to get out to a whole different universe of people who may not otherwise be following along.
Absolutely.
We really appreciate you taking some time today to explain what's going on, to give maybe some caution to veterans as they go about signing up for classes with their GI Bill to make sure that they're kind of not being pressured into doing the wrong thing. And we appreciate the update on the news that just broke here most recently on the fresh start and the push of the payment date out into the end of August. So thanks for the time today.
Of course, thank you so much for having me.
And I want to thank everybody for listening to Veterans Radio today. I am Jim Fossone. It's been a pleasure to be your host. I'm a veterans disability lawyer at Legal Help for Veterans, and you can reach us at 800-693-4800 or legalhelpforveterans.com on the web. You can follow Veterans Radio on Facebook and listen to its podcasts and internet radio shows by going to veteransradio.net. And until next time, you are dismissed.
If you have a VA claim denied by the Board of Veterans Appeals, contact Legal Help for Veterans at 1-800-693-4800. They're experts in handling cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Their number again, 1-800-693-4800.
We again want to thank our national sponsors, the National Veterans Business Development Council, NVBDC.org, VA Ann Arbor Health Care System, the Vietnam Veterans of America, Charles S. Kettles Chapter, Ann Arbor, Michigan, VFW Graf O'Hara Post 423 in Ann Arbor, and the American Legion Press Corps Post 46, also in Ann Arbor. And the Veterans Lending Council, which advises lenders, realtors, buyers about VA Home Loan Program, and you can find them on Facebook. We appreciate all your support. You can go to veteransradio.net, click on the sponsor level, and continue to support keeping Veterans Radio on the air. And until next time, you are dismissed.